Even with Michael Jackson on the cover of that current issue of GQ magazine, his burial managed to be mostly a family affair. He was laid to rest more than 2 months after his death. Friends and family gathered last night for the funeral at Forest Lawn Cemetery here in Glendale, California. The service was private, but as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, Jackson's fans still gathered outside to say goodbye.
Under a full moon here outside Forest Lawn Cemetery, hundreds of Michael Jackson fans screamed out his name as the motorcade drove by.
The singer's body rolled past in a gleaming black hearse following two dozen identical SUVs carrying Jackson's family. They all passed through Forest Lawn's ornate front gates, up a gently winding road, and toward the great mausoleum, his final resting place. And all the fans could do was watch Michael Jackson fade away into the darkness.
There is no access. You can't visit. Ever. Nobody can go and visit. You have to have a key to get in.
DeMarco De Leon stood outside the entrance to the cemetery wearing a single silver beaded glove like his idol. De Leon says he grew up in the Sudan and Africa and learned to speak English by listening to Michael Jackson's songs. Holding up a California license plate that reads Love for MJ, De Leon said Forest Lawn shouldn't be the final spot for Michael Jackson.
It's very private, and Michael Jackson is a public figure. I mean, he's loved by millions. I would love to see him move later in the future to Neverland. I have a feeling that's going to happen.
But Neverland could never offer the star-studded setting provided by Forest Lawn. It's the eternal address for Hollywood royalty, the likes of Clark Gable, Walt Disney, Nat King Cole, and Sammy Davis Jr. Jackson's crypt lies next to replicas of Michelangelo's statues and beneath a stained glass window picturing Da Vinci's The Last Supper. The service was so private, the FAA even restricted the airspace to stop news helicopters from buzzing overhead. But from pictures provided by the family, you could see longtime friends such as Elizabeth Taylor and Stevie Wonder. Ex-wife Lisa Marie Presley was there too. Jackson's five brothers were his pallbearers, and his three children place a crown on his coffin to signify he was the king of pop. Down the street behind police barricades, fans mourned from a distance. 11-year-old Angel Villegas danced on the sidewalk, imitating his idol.
I feel bad that he died. Michael Jackson gone too soon.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, outside Forest Lawn Cemetery in Glendale, California.
This is NPR News.